This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me.
Oh, wonderful people, you're there. I'm so happy you're there. I hope you're well and you're happy and you're dry and you're safe and you're not suffering from any of the dastardly things that have happened in the Caribbean, in Florida, in Texas and its surrounding states, in Mexico. It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. The whole thing's a nightmare. And I hope that that you haven't personally suffered, that you don't have family, dear friends who have been negatively impacted by all of this nonsense that's been going on. It's just horrible. It's horrible. And I hope that you haven't taken a financial blow because you bought yourself into some non-refundable something or other that you can't possibly go and enjoy and participate in because either the destination you wanted to go to or the place you live in has been made uninhabitable. And most insurances that are attached to tour operators, cruise lines, others, they're meant to protect the cruise line and the tour operator and whoever it is that's selling the insurance. When you go out for travel insurance, get yourself insurance from a third party, a disinterested third party. Because can you imagine You did some non-refundable something with some hotel. You bought some kind of insurance plan from them. And they have blown away in the wind. How are you getting your money back? There are cruise lines that have gone out of business. People in the travel industry and those who were directly affected may well remember cruise lines that don't exist anymore. How do you get your money back? And if you have to wait until some bankruptcy court arbitrates whatever is involved in that bankruptcy and you're listed as one of the creditors, if you get lucky, you'll get 10 cents on the dollar. So if you spent $4,000, you'll be lucky if you get $400 back. That's not going to make you happy. You lost a trip. You lost your money. And if you live in a destination that's been made uninhabitable, you got bigger problems than that. And the return of that money would go a long way to helping you pay a couple bills and replace a few things. So it's like insult to injury. Terrible. You got to have travel insurance, people. We had on somebody. When do we have him on? Well, we had him on yesterday on Travelers 411. We had him on last week on Travel with Stephanie Abrams. So, insurance company's been around well over 100 years, close to 150 years. They've been in the U.S. for some good time now. And but they started out in Italy, and they have offices in Milan and in Paris and a big company. It's called Generali Global Assistance. You go to the website, generaliglobalassistance.com. And it's general with an I on the end. Have a look at what they offer. Compare them to other companies, see what you think. But if you're going to go traveling, this is the time of the year with President's Week and Easter and summer and Labor Day weekend behind us, that you're probably looking at starting to make your plans for Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, the next President's Week. It's time for you to think about getting insurance the same day that you make your plans, so you're covered from the outset. And I want to talk a bit about other things of importance in my head right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. The BSO's 137th season presents Berlioz at Symphony Hall in Boston with Charles Dutoit, conductor, Susan Graham, mezzo-soprano, Paul Groves, tenor, David Kravitz, baritone, and more, including the Tanglewood Festival Chorus on Friday, October 27th at 1:30 p.m. at Boston Symphony Hall. For tickets, call 888-266-1200 or visit bso.org.
Well, I want to talk about a few things on my mind. I want to tell you the one that's on my mind first, and it's probably the least important, but it's bugging me. And it's bugging me because I have contracts I have signed with a variety of entities, syndicators of my radio shows, individual radio stations. And some of them either allude to or directly, I have to tell you, the first one I signed that directly mentioned seven words in the English language one will never say on radio, lest the Federal Communications Commission come down on your head and their head and slap you with a fine that'll put you into bankruptcy and knock you off the air. And people have been suspended for using language that is considered inappropriate, unacceptable, and offensive. It's hilarious when you think about it, though, that there are only seven words in the English language that fit that bill. Of course, if you make, you know, some horrible racial or gender comments, that'll get you into some trouble with a lot of people. And for good reason. But what a pitiful language English is, that there are only seven truly offensive words. Pick up a dictionary. Look at how many pages there are. Tens of thousands of words. And only seven offend people, or at least people in broadcasting in the U.S. Now, if you go across the ocean and you're listening to an English-speaking radio station in the U.K. or in Ireland, you will hear words that'll, you know, you're driving along in the car listening, you'll go drive right off the road. They don't have a problem with it. And even when, you know, people think of and have thought of Ireland for centuries as very strongly connected with faith and religion, and particularly Catholicism in the Republic of Ireland, you know, it's a big no-no to say naughty words. Yet, you drive around Ireland and it'll increase your blood pressure when you hear things, not just Ireland and Northern Ireland, but the rest of the UK, England, Scotland, Wales. I mean, they say things that on radio, on TV, you could never get away with here. Now, there is a particular word The first time I heard it, I was 3 years old. My mother put her hands over my ears. We were at a dog breeder's, and we were purchasing a Great Dane puppy. And my mother said she wanted a male dog. And the woman said, that's okay because we don't have any blankety blanks. Now, I'm not going to say that word now, even though in dog breeding circles, it is a very legitimate word to describe female dogs. I thought my mother was going to pass out. She was a very prim and proper lady, and naughty words did not come from her mouth. But it wasn't a naughty word in those circles. And yet, this past week, we heard about SOBs, but without the letters. And now I am hearing that phrase repeated as part of newscasts on radio, on television. I'm still afraid to say it here. Not that I really like using that word, you understand. But I'm going to take a quick break and we're going to come right back. Don't leave me.
Small part of our island that everyone knows, but there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns. Outdoor adventure and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. 857-6068.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
It's been wild around here. You know, all of these things that are happening, the earthquake in Mexico that nobody's talking about anymore. Did you notice that? Nobody's talking about the earthquakes in Mexico anymore. Nobody's even talking about the U.S. Virgin Islands anymore, to the point that this week, you know, we keep on two major news networks and the Weather Channel in our offices. So even, you know, if we're not really paying 100% attention, if something happens, we know about it and we can react to it. We can change programming. We can try to get people on the air, like we did with Minister Asad Michael, who we thought we'd have on today, and we actually had an appointment to do a recorded interview with him earlier this week, but things are crazy in Barbuda. No, it's not Barbuda. And all those people on radio and TV, they don't shut their mouths. They'd be better off saying nothing than saying Barbuda. It's Barbuda, people. But there are, apparently were only something like 100 rooms, hotel rooms, in Barbuda. And there's probably more than 1,000 in Antigua, which is the sister island 40 miles away. So in terms of tourism, the first Carnival ship has already ported, probably the second or third by now, since I spoke to him last. And we're going to do our best to have him on the air with us next week so we can get an update on what's cooking there. I heard a woman who is a political commentator on one of the major news networks say, you know, everybody's talking about Puerto Rico, and with good reason. But a 30-minute flight away is the U.S. Virgin Islands, and they're suffering too. And I have to tell you, it adds insult to injury to me that, number one, nobody's talking about the U.S. Virgin Islands anymore. They've moved on. Old news. Pity. Because I am sure they are still in great need, and I know this because I have been trying to call people whose business numbers, home numbers, cell phone numbers I have. I can't get anybody. I can't get through. Same thing with Puerto Rico, by the way. You get that kind of funny, you know that sound you get that's like a fast, busy signal, like a busy circuits signal? And the problem is that, you know, there's no phone service. So I can't find out too much about much. Hopefully by next week we'll be able to get you some serious information. Because, and this one woman made me nuts today when she referred to the American Virgin Islands. Where is that? Is that near American Samoa in the Pacific? The American Virgin Islands. No, dingbat. It's the U.S. Virgin Islands. You know, it's bad enough they're in trouble. You don't have to add an insult to injury by calling them by a name that... It's like saying, oh, well, you know, I want to do a report today on the assortment of states in America. It's like, not the name of the country. So, it's been a little difficult trying to really get the real information. I spoke with three people in Florida this week, and we're hoping to get some of those folks on the air with us for next week, because, you know, everybody is so consumed with the seriousness of the problems they're dealing with that even making 10 or 20 minutes to set aside to tell you about what's going on is a tough thing to make happen at the moment. So while that's regrettable, I'm glad that they are focused on getting themselves back to as normal as possible. But that being said, we had on last week Jonathan, I want to say his last name's Plutnik. Is that right? Plutnik, yeah. And he is the owner of the Betsy Hotel. It looks like Mount Vernon, Washington's home, just out of, in Virginia, just outside of Washington, D.C. The Betsy's on Ocean Drive, directly across the street from the beach and the Atlantic Ocean, in South Beach, the part of Miami Beach that's south of Lincoln Road. And last week, it's almost 2 weeks now, they're operating. They had some shrubbery stories. Their three swimming pools are open, their bar, their restaurant, all open, their rooms are all fine, everything is good, and they're open and operating. And you wouldn't know that from watching the news, where across the bottom of the screen, when they're talking about the seven or eight places that are greatly afflicted by the hurricanes in the Caribbean, but the crawler across the bottom of the screen says, you know, that the Caribbean is in disaster. Well, that might be a good term to describe about seven places in the Caribbean that got hit. But it's been more than a decade since I counted the number of island nations in the Caribbean that are members of the Caribbean Hotel and Tourism Association. And the last time I counted was probably in the 1990s, and there were 32 member nations. I don't know if that's changed, but if we can assume, a dangerous thing to do, by the way, but if we can assume that every island in the Caribbean is a member of the Caribbean Hotel Association, and there are probably more islands that aren't, but let's say it is, and 32 of them are members, well, that would leave what? 24 completely untouched, unscathed destinations in the Caribbean? And even when you look at Antigua and Barbuda, Barbuda got hammered. And Antigua is open for business, 40 miles away. They were blessed. So, and it's the same thing with Florida. I want to talk more about that, and we're going to do it in the next segment. Because, you know, you hear about Florida is a mess. And yet, the central part of Florida appears to have been spared. And I'm hoping to have next week to catch up with us, the folks from Crystal River Plantation, because I've gotten an email from them telling, you know, the things are great and this and that, but, you know, I like to talk to somebody and not just accept somebody in the marketing department that put out an email. Or the PR department. So we're going to check in with them. Those are the people that are right on the Gulf Coast where the manatees are. And the email was about come and swim with the manatees. We've had them on before. We're going to do it again. So I want to talk to you a little more about Florida, and we're going to do that after these important messages. Pay close attention, people. I'll be right back.
Down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. Return.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach. And have a bite at Harry Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view. Visit nationaltrust.org.uk. Search for Northern Ireland North Coast.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
Hurricane Harvey brought terrible destruction, but it also brought out the best in humanity.
As former presidents, we wanted to help our fellow Americans begin to recover.
Our friends in Texas, including Presidents Bush 41 and 43, are doing just that.
People are hurting down here, but as one Texan put it, we've got more love in Texas than water.
We love you, Texas.
Donate to OneAmericaAppeal.org. We are all in this together.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel, Rumors, from their unique gift shop. Visit Serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Everybody get on your feet. You make me nervous when you're in your seat. Take off your shoes and pat your feet. We doing a dance that can't be beat. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. Went to a party the other night. Long tall Sally was out of sight. Threw away a wig and her high sneakers too. She was doing a dance without any shoes. She was barefootin'. She was barefootin'.
Time for more Travel Talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I wanted to talk with you a little bit more about Florida. We've seen horrible pictures. We continue to get updates. And we're hearing about the worst of what's happened in the places most afflicted. And yet, there are pockets all over Florida that are open for business and things are good. And we really have to sort out. And the reason I'm spending time focused on this, people, is before you turn to your friends, family, significant other, children, and say, well, you know, we've been talking about doing this fall, this winter, and it's off the list now. Before you do that, you really have to check. And the best way to check is, number one, if there is a particular hotel, resort, destination that you're interested in, contact the tourist board, which sometimes goes under the name Visitors Bureau, sometimes goes under the name Convention and Visitors Bureau. Sometimes you'll find them and you call them and they'll be able to give you some serious updates about what's going on in that destination. And the other thing you can do, call the hotel itself. Don't call the general toll-free reservation number, because you're going to get somebody who's probably sitting in Minnesota or, I don't know, Scottsdale, Arizona. It's amazing that how many res centers are in Scottsdale. You know, Best Western, I think, is in Scottsdale. So if you call whatever, you're going to go into somebody in Arizona. And while they may have information, they're not going to have the same information you'd get if you call the front desk of the hotel. So invest in a direct call and go online and put in the name of the hotel, the city it's located in, and then put in into a Google search direct dial number, so you don't get the toll-free number that takes you to a general reservation desk somewhere that could be a couple thousand miles away from where you want to go to. You want somebody on property. Get to the front desk. If it's a fancy hotel, ask if there's a concierge. Talk to the concierge. If not, talk to the people at the front desk. They live there. They know what's going on. They know if the roads are open. And if there's a concierge, they're going to know if the attractions that you want to go to You know, if you want to go to some theme parks or some, you know, water slide places or museums or whatever it is you're interested in, they're going to know, because that's really what their job is. The job of the concierge is to be on top of the information of what's going on locally, so that any guest wants dinner reservations or they want tickets for some event or, you know, they need assistance in, you know, days of operation, hours of operation. These are the people in the know. And sometimes when you call tourist boards, you kind of get sent through a maze. Now, you're going to find this hysterical. I think it's just hilarious. Actually, I'd laugh if it weren't so annoying. Were you able to hear that phone ring? As whoever picked it up here and hung up on it fairly quickly. That was a telemarketer named Elizabeth. Of course, whoever she is, I'm sure her name is not Elizabeth. This is a very well done travel marketing piece. I'd like to choke these people. It would give me great pleasure. I have so many phone numbers blocked in my cell phone from these people, because they keep calling from different numbers. And it starts out like this. You know, when you're telemarketed, there's about 6 seconds, maybe 8, between when you pick up the phone and when they start talking, when you're actually connected. There's like a delay connection time. So that's the first clue that either you're getting a call from overseas, and which it may be, because a lot of the telemarketing comes out of places like India. So one, it might be an overseas telemarketing call. Two, it could be coming from Pennsylvania for all I know. There's this delay time before it hooks up into your phone and you start hearing these people yap at you. Yap, that's an industry term. So, strange as it is, it's got to be 4 years ago. These people are calling me for 4 years. You want to talk about harassment? About 4 years ago, we were driving across the 59th Street Bridge in New York City, listening to the radio, and a commercial came on promoting a cruise from Florida to the Bahamas for $59. Now, think about it, people. Does that sound a little too good to be in the category of a cruise to the Bahamas? You know, so it bothered me, because there are so many shammy, scammy telemarketing kind of deals that people get entrapped in. Years ago, I don't know if they're still doing it, there was one to California, not to California, to Hawaii. And you would get a week complimentary in Hawaii. You just had to buy the airfare from these people. Now, if you're experienced online in buying airfare, you know how many different rates there are depending on what day of the week you go, what time of day you go, what week, what month you go. Makes all the difference. And there are fares that I'm sure you have seen where, you know, you can go from this place to that place for $279, which is the lowest fare, or you can buy the flex fare that's $579 that gives you this and that, or you can buy the super flex fare and that's like $1,000. And then you can go in business class or first class, depending on the destination, and go double and triple the amount of the fare. So there's all these different levels of fares. And they finally got themselves into a lot of trouble with a lot of states' attorney general people who came down on these folks, because what would happen is you could have gotten a fare to Hawaii at that time, round trip, for about $500 or $600, but they were going to charge you more like $1,800 to $2,000, because they weren't going to sell you a class of service that was economic and affordable that you could have gotten yourself from any travel agent. So the result was, while you were only paying for the airfare, the rate at which you were paying, the level, the class of service they were selling you into, was, by the time you, it paid for that, the week that they were giving you so-called free, with a profit left over for them. And I tell you about these telemarketing people right after these important messages go away.
We barefootin'. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. Went to a party the other night. Long tall Sally was out of sight. Threw away a wig and her house sneakers too. She was doing a dance without any shoes. She was barefootin'. She was barefootin'. She was barefootin'. She was barefootin'.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details. Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days.
There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
Take good care of yourself, you don't do me.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Please watch out for telemarketers who call you with great travel deals. If it sounds too good to be true, trust your instincts. It is. It absolutely is. And, part of the good part of internet reviews is that when somebody's been scammed, and there are some websites out there for people to post what happened to them when they fell into the traps, you do not wish to fall in these traps. And so the first thing that happened going over the George Washington Bridge, listening to this commercial on a radio station in New York City and hearing about the $59 cruise to the Bahamas, I called the number. They're still calling me 4 years later. They call me at least three times a week. There's no point in being upset or frustrated by it. All I do is, and they call my cell phone, which is hilarious, because I called them initially on my cell phone because we were in the car going over a bridge. And I have blocked every number they've called me from. And do you know, I have gotten these calls. Hi, this is Elizabeth. Somebody's got to do Elizabeth in. I have gotten these calls from telephone numbers in Pennsylvania, in Massachusetts, in Minnesota, in Alaska, in Florida. It goes in Texas, in Arizona. It goes on and on. These people don't give up. They're relentless. And every time I block a number, they'll call in from a different number. So it's a very scammy thing. But the first thing that happened when I called in was they asked for my name, and then they asked for a credit card. They want my credit card number and date of expiration. And I said, I'm not accustomed to buying something before I know what I'm getting, so why don't we talk about what you are offering for $59? Because I'd like to know what kind of a ship it is, where it leaves from. The Bahamas is not like the Bronx. It's one place with a little geographical line around it, separating it from Queens and Manhattan. No. The Bahamas is a whole bunch of islands. Now, from Miami, in practically no time, you can get to the Grand Bahama Island, where, it's not much of a trip. But if you were sailing from Miami to Nassau, that's already a bit more of a cruise. And what do you mean by cruise? So how long are you actually on this ship, and how many passengers does it hold? And is there a port tax? Oh, that's a goodie. Port taxes. They could give you a cruise for free on a real cruise line for 7 or 10 or 12 days somewhere in the world. The more days you're away, the higher the port taxes, because every port you go into, in theory, the cruise line is paying a tax on your behalf for the ship to come into port. And port taxes can run maybe as low as $200 to $300 and maybe as high as $700 or $800 or $900. It depends on what port you're going to. More ports, more taxes. More glamorous ports, more taxes. So I say to him, you know, I'd really like to know something about what we're talking about before I give you my credit card. Well, our policy is, don't you love that? Our policy is that in order for us to give you all this information, we first need to take your credit card number. And I said, you know, if I were a normal, you know, I'm not normal anyway. If I were a normal buyer, I would have probably just hung up. If I were a not so sophisticated buyer, I might have been dumb enough to give my credit card number. But I was calling to get some research, really, to share with you. And so I asked to speak to Bonzo's supervisor. And I got a supervisor on the phone. Now, the thing you don't know about telemarketing people, you don't know if they're in a telemarketing center, and when you ask for a supervisor, they nudge the guy next to him and say, you know, I got this lady on the phone, she's giving me a hard time, she's asking for a supervisor, would you take the call? So you don't know if you're talking to a supervisor or not. In today's technology, the person you're talking to could be in Timbuktu, out of the country, and the person they're connecting you to could be in Philadelphia or some other country. And so we had this nice chat. I got a little bit of information, and I got enough to tell me it was a big giant scam, and no, you don't want to do this. And I just said, well, thank you. I really need to talk with my husband before I make any plans for a trip, so we'll have to deal with this another time. And they have been calling me for 4 years about three times a week. I just need to warn you people, don't fall for this stuff. It is, for the most part, somebody that is advertising a cruise for $59, I don't know how you do it unless you put the people in a rowboat with a paper bag with their lunch in it. But this one for sure that's been calling me, no. You wouldn't want to touch it with a 10-foot pole. So that's my story on that subject. And doing your homework, the reality is the best way to get real information. Call a travel agent. You're going to go someplace. Maybe you'll go there once. You go to a travel agent who is an expert in that area, and you can go to ASTA, the American Society of Travel Agents website, and they have links to get you to people who are certified, not certifiable, certified in certain destinations, or they're cruise specialists. You may go on that whatever ship it is one time. They may be sending out 10 clients a week to that destination or on that ship, and they, when those people come back, they call them, how was your trip, did you have a good time, and they find out what's really going on in places. So they know what the good hotels are, and the, you know, who's doing a good job on ships. We'll be right back.
Let's fly, pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.